Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day despite the fact that America is losing optimism, is losing confidence. Why? Well, because of the explosion of the Delta variant and the ongoing threats of the Corona-19, the COVID-19 virus actually wrecking our economy and certainly wrecking the political standing of lots and lots of people. In fact, Chris Saliza of CNN says this is the worst week in the history of the Biden administration so far. Why? We will get to that. It's also a week where there are lots of indications. A powerful piece by A.B. Stoddard, who was somebody who is sympathetic to the conservative side of things, but I think that what she writes about is entirely true, which is there is now a separation between MAGA world and members of the U.S. Senate. In fact, there's all kinds of indication that President Trump is thinking of trying to launch primary challenges against 17, yeah, that's right, 17 Republican senators. How does that work together with a priority of actually winning back control of the U.S. Senate? We'll talk about that. And lots of discussion and debate about what is going on with our governors. We have one governor who, honestly, it's a ticking clock. I do not see a conceivable ploy by which Andrew Cuomo holds on to his seat. I mean, he was holding on to too many other people's seats. That was part of his problem. When you actually read the Andrew Cuomo report, and it goes on and on and on and on and on. His report, his answer was fairly brief. It included mostly photographs, a collection of photographs of him hugging and kissing people, and then some photographs of President Bush and President Obama hugging and kissing hurricane victims, disaster victims. Is that the same as basically doing what Andrew Cuomo did? Does anyone out there think he is getting some kind of horrendous raw deal, or he is the victim of politics as he says he is? It's actually governors all across the country, including a clutch of Democratic governors, who say, get the heck out of there because you're making our party, you're making our country, you're making your state look incredibly bad. Also making his family look incredibly bad. What happens? Can you imagine being Chris Cuomo right now? Who, yes, everybody knows he survived the COVID-19 and he's still on CNN. But what is he supposed to say when his colleagues at CNN and all of the libs in the world really are saying, Andrew, get out. You're stinking up the joint. This doesn't work anymore. It is an incredible situation, and it's worth comparing to other governors of New York and of New Jersey who were forced out on, well, not similar scandals, but also scandals involving their very personal behavior. There's also, of course, more information about governors and their handling of COVID-19. And particularly about the need to get people vaccinated. We will get to that and some disagreements in terms of the basic approach and political analysis, I think, of what those governors, Republican governors, are saying. And then there is a very fundamental question. If you are accepting more risk by joining that 100 million strong group of Americans who have not yet been vaccinated, if you refuse to be vaccinated at this point, with everything that we know, is it fair that you should pay more in insurance? There's a powerful piece by people who are very well schooled in medicine and insurance and work with Kaiser and have worked in the past in hospital emergency rooms. where they talk about the great likelihood that the same way that when you decide to smoke cigarettes, you pay more in health insurance, you do. And they ask you, and they find out, is it reasonable for people to ask whether you are vaccinated next time when you apply for insurance, and then to face higher rates if you're not? This actually could settle the entire ongoing dispute. The idea that the CDC should be able to continue a moratorium ban forever, is that a good idea? We will get to that, and also an amazing story about a high school principal who, when a couple years ago he was appointed principal of a middle school, posted a picture of himself, an anniversary picture of himself kissing his wife, and then that raised questions with some parents who contacted the board, who asked the principal to take down the picture. Why is this national news? Well, because the picture was actually very sweet. It was taken to celebrate an anniversary by a professional photographer, but the picture showed a young PhD principal, black guy with a visible tattoo, kissing his blonde wife. And there is at least some indication that this shows rank racism. Or does it reflect something else? We will get to that on a very, very busy day on the Michael Medved Show. But first up, okay, let's start with something optimistic and happy and positive, and that you can celebrate regardless of what political perspective you have. And that is actually the delightful patriotism, as it's called, the delightful patriotism of Tamira Mensah-Stock, who made history by becoming the first black American woman to win a gold medal at the Olympics in wrestling. And after her match, when she did it, she just was effusive and jubilant, just as somebody should be. And she was speaking to people about what it meant to her to win an Olympic gold medal. And it's so normal and so American and so wonderful. The video has actually gone viral. It's clip number 8. Listen.
Of course I surprise myself. It's by the grace of God I'm able to even move my feet. Like, I just leave it in his hands, and I pray that all the practice, that the hell that my freaking coaches put me through, pays off. And every single time it does, and I get better and better.
That American flag around your shoulders looks pretty good. How does that feel to represent your country like this?
It feels amazing. I love representing the U.S. Love living there. I love it, and I'm so happy I get to represent USA. Love it.
Okay, that's a gold medal performance right there, don't you think? You have to see her smile. I mean, her smile is completely contagious. And isn't that a little bit more appropriate than the reaction? And I know it was the Olympic trials. She did not win any Olympic medal. Of Gwen Berry, who, being favored by all the contributions people send in and all the training people put in, and actually being this world-class athlete, is so bitter and so angry that she puts turns away during the playing of the national anthem, and let the record show that Tamira Mensah-Stock did not turn away at the playing of the national anthem. She celebrated. And she emphasized what a privilege it is to represent the USA. And there's actually various responses that say, you know, isn't it amazing that this is viewed as exceptional, her reaction, where Gwen Berry's reaction is viewed as more expected? We will get to the battle of the governors, all of them, coming up on The Medved Show.
The Michael Medved Show. Medved Show. MichaelMedved.com.
I love it, and I'm so happy.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of My Pillow, here to tell you about my Giza Dream bed sheets. I made sure that they would be everything you'd ever want in a sheet set. I started with the world's finest cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all meet. The long staple cotton makes my Giza Dream sheets ultra soft and durable. They come with extra wide pillowcases to fit over any pillow and extra deep pockets to fit over any mattress. Not only that, they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. I personally guarantee that they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
That's two for one low price, plus free shipping. Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code MedVet. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MedVet for these great radio specials.
The pain was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and I was having a hard time walking, and the pain was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and the pain has gone away. I really am walking pain-free. So I just want to recommend this to anyone who has severe pain or any type of pain. It is really a miracle product.
Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands and certainly for me. Go to MichaelMedved.com. Click on the banner for Relief Factor and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain. The whole world to gain. MichaelMedved.com. Click on the banner for Relief Factor or call 833-654-PAIN. Relief Factor.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Primary elections last night, actually three if you count the election in Seattle, the primary for the November general election, where the two candidates for mayor will range from the liberal to the extremely liberal, hard left. And that is Bruce Harrell, who is, I think, likely the next mayor of Seattle, and Lorena Gonzalez, who represents the hard left, the anti-business left in the city of Seattle. We will deal with more of that as the campaign emerges. The good news is that the city attorney, Pete Holmes, looks like he may not even clear the primary. And that's well justified. He's done a terrible job. He's one of those prosecutors, and there are many of them all across the country, who've decided the best way to deal with crime and rising crime is to raise a white flag. Basically, not to prosecute people. And we deserve more than that in the Seattle area with a more capable and actually dedicated city attorney than Pete Holmes. Farewell. Let's hope. It takes forever because it's all mail-in ballots, so ballots don't come in quickly enough here. There were two other races that I've mentioned before on the air, and one of which is not getting as much attention, and by the way, I do think this is an indication of media bias, I do, is that you may remember that last week when there was an election in the 6th District of Texas, and a candidate, Susan Wright, that President Trump had supported very enthusiastically and with a great deal of money, ended up losing a campaign she was supposed to win, that got a bunch of attention. And people asked the question, well, maybe Trump's endorsement and Trump's support and the support of what is called MAGA Nation is actually not as all-important as you once may have thought it was. But then last night in Ohio, in southern Ohio, solidly Republican district, and this is a district to fill the seat of Steve Stivers, who was actually a very solid, capable, mainstream Republican congressman who left his office to become head of the Chamber of Commerce for the state of Ohio. His recommended candidate did not win. A guy named Mike Carey, who is a former oil company lobbyist who President Trump endorsed and pumped, again, lots of money into, he won. And, again, people who were passing judgment and saying, well, this means that Trump's endorsement means nothing at all. Well, last night it meant a lot. But what meant even more was a highly favored candidate, State Senator Turner in Ohio. This is a different district, different race for the Democratic nomination. And she was supposed to win the nomination for the Democrats, which is equivalent to winning election in that Cleveland-Akron district. But she didn't. She got wiped out. I mean, just killed. And again, what it shows is that people in a state like Ohio, even in the most democratic part of the state, just are not leftists. Nina Turner was the head of Our Revolution, which was a Bernie Sanders organization. She is way out on the left, very critical of President Biden. And apparently the Biden wing of the party is still firmly in control of that district. Shondell Brown, who's a young candidate who got into the race late, but had very strong support from James Clyburn and the Congressional Black Caucus, and Hillary Clinton, for instance, won very decisively. And this is something that rockstar Greg Tomlin observed. This is another indication, if people needed it, that social media do not reflect real life. It's a separate world. Because if you look at the followers on Twitter, Nina Turner, the very left-wing former state senator, has 484,000 followers. And Shondell Brown, the fellow Democrat that she just lost to, has only 24,000 followers. So it's 20-1, right? But guess what? Nina Turner lost, and she didn't like it a bit. Listen to her ungracious non-concession speech. This is clip 1.
We need to lose this race.
what she said was, we didn't lose this race. Evil money manipulated and maligned this election. Why is it evil money if it supports your fellow Democrat? I mean, if people talk about divisions in the Republican Party, there are. But the divisions in the Democratic Party between the lunatic wing and the rest of the party are very, very extreme and decisive. And by the way, that was also illustrated by Rashida Tlaib, who is in trouble with some new comments. I mean, really, it should be in a great deal of trouble. She was speaking to the Democratic Socialists of America. And in her speech, Democratic Socialists of America, she pointed the finger at those behind the curtain, in quotes, who were profiting from exploiting Palestinians, the same people who are profiting from the pandemic. No, really. This is clip 7 from Rashida Tlaib.
We also need to recognize, and this is for me as a Palestinian American, we also need to recognize, you know, as I think about my family in Palestine that continue to live under military occupation and how that really interacts with this beautiful black city I grew up in. You know, I always tell people cutting people off from water is violence, and they do it from Gaza to Detroit. And it's a way to control people, to oppress people. And it's those structures that we continue to fight against. So I know you all understand the structure we've been living under right now is designed by those that exploit the rest of us for their own profit. I always say to people, you know, I don't care if it's the issue around global human rights and our fight to free Palestine or to pushing back against those that don't believe in the minimum wage or those that believe that people have a right to health care and so much more. And I tell people, those same people, that if you open the curtain and look behind the curtain, it's the same people that make money, and yes, they do, off of racism, off of these broken policies. There is someone there making money, and you saw it. It was so exposed during the pandemic because all those structures, everything that was set up, they made record profit. They made record profit.
Everything that was set up, the people behind the pandemic made record profit. Jonathan Greenblatt, who is the director of the ADL, of course, said, we've heard this kind of ugly anti-Semitic dog whistling before, but it's appalling when it comes from a member of Congress. It's not a dog whistle. It's a siren. It's a foghorn. We will be right back on the Medved Show.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As senators continue to go through the roughly $1.2 trillion bipartisan infrastructure bill, after lawmakers finalized the text of it over the weekend, we are finding out some of the hidden proposals tucked away in the bill.
Hiding in plain sight on page 508 of the U.S. Senate's 2,700-plus page infrastructure bill are the plans for a national per-mile fee pilot program, and it's exactly what it sounds like. The more you drive, the more you pay. If passed, the Secretary of Transportation would start putting together the $10 million program no more than 90 days after the bill's passage. The new tax will go into effect no more than a year later. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A new report shows fewer jobs were added in the United States than expected. Payroll processing firm ADP says 303,000 positions were added last month. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Everything you're saying is reasonable.
Michael Medved.
And on the Michael Medved show, President Biden, not entirely reasonable, when he says, well, he's telling the truth, when he says he doesn't know if extending the eviction moratorium is constitutional. That's true. I mean, it clearly isn't. As they point out in the Wall Street Journal and in National Review and in many other conservative publications, and they're completely correct, the idea that the Centers for Disease Control declared this moratorium, just established it, said, no, you're not allowed to evict people because it would contribute to the public health emergency. That didn't happen under Biden. That happened under Trump. And President Trump didn't do anything about it because of the emergency that we were in at the time. But sooner or later, it has to end. It has been adjudicated by the Supreme Court of the United States. And there was a very clear statement by Justice Kavanaugh that, no, this simply cannot go on. It has to come to an end. And this is what President Biden said about it in a brief reaction back and forth with the press yesterday. This is clip 9.
Whether that option will pass constitutional measure with this administration, I can't tell you. I don't know. There are a few scholars who say it will, and others who say it's not likely to. But at a minimum, by the time it gets litigated, it will probably give some additional time while we're getting that $45 billion out to people who are, in fact, behind in the rent and don't have the money.
Okay, first of all, there are a couple of things that are misleading here. When he talks about that $45 billion, this is money that's already been appropriated, but for other forms of coronavirus relief. It's also money that is supposed to, at least theoretically, and now go to landlords. In other words, it's not money that is put in the hands of poor people. And one of the terrible things about the eviction moratorium is that if it is continued in the same form that it has been in, it would cover even people who were earning a lot of money. It's not just poor people. It can be people who decide we don't want to pay our rent right now. Supposedly, it's supposed to be people who are impacted by the COVID-19, but who isn't impacted by the COVID-19? And there's a piece in National Review that makes it clear that in June, the Supreme Court confirmed that by acquiescing to the request, the CDC had exceeded its existing statutory authority and was obliged to stop by the end of the month. That was the end of last month. That was, in his concurring opinion, Justice Kavanaugh suggested that the program could continue only in the wake of clear and specific congressional authorization via new legislation. Alas, despite his team's insistence that he is aware of this ruling, and indeed that he has not only kicked the tires, he has double, triple, quadruple checked its legality, Biden was cowed by a chorus line of progressives who urged him to defy it. At a press conference held late Tuesday afternoon, he conceded that the bulk of the constitutional scholars say it's not likely to pass constitutional muster. He actually said measure. But Biden and his CDC, under pressure from the left, issued a new moratorium anyway. The Supreme Court, which has thus far been notably restrained in its language, must make it clear that they cannot. And it is important. And it is crucial. And yes, it would be a good thing if for people who were about to be thrown out into the street, if there was some kind of emergency provision that Congress could adopt using money that's already been appropriated. Well, maybe that might even placate some of the radicals who have been pushing the Biden administration on this, including Representative Cori Bush and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. They were celebrating yesterday outside the U.S. Capitol by the fact that the Biden administration was extending the moratorium. Who knows till when? This is clip 10.
We are hopeful that it is what will help 11 million people stay in their homes, 6 million families to be secure in housing, where those children will be able to start school in the next few weeks and not have to worry about where they're going to sleep.
This is a huge victory for working families. This is a huge victory for the vulnerable, and it is a huge victory for the power of direct action and not taking no for an answer.
Okay, let's see what this huge victory really means. Part of what it means is facing up to a fact that National Review wrote about, which is very important, actually. Over the course of the COVID-19 crisis, write the editors of National Review, the federal government has provided an extraordinary amount of financial support to struggling families. And I know there are people out there listening to me who have benefited from some of that support. And that's good. It was supported by President Trump. It was supported by President Biden. In fact, President Trump had a fight with his fellow Republicans in Congress because he wanted to provide even more support in terms of the checks that went out to everybody. Remember, he wanted 2,000, not just 600, and was prepared to veto the rescue plan because of it. That's all in the past. The money went out. Analysis from Garrett Watson at the Tax Foundation found that a single earner family of four that made $60,000 per year prior to the pandemic received almost $70,000 in COVID relief benefits from April of last year to September of this year. In other words, almost as much as he would have made by working. Thus far, the mitigation bill sits at a remarkable $5 trillion, which is extraordinary. It's $5,000 billion, more money than the federal government spent in total in all of 2019. In other words, more than doubling our federal expenditure, our federal budget. Given our rising federal debt, writes the National Review, and higher than usual risk of inflation, it would be unwise for Washington, D.C. to add to this number. But if it must, it should do so in a manner that's consistent with the Constitution and that will not undermine Congress's broader aims. A moratorium on evictions doesn't match either of these descriptions. It must not be allowed to stand. Is this going to be a popular issue that Republicans are going to want to fight over? Probably not. But must there be some legal action? Because this is one case in which you do need to rely on the Supreme Court to enforce some of the clear limitations of the Constitution. One can hope so. Speaking of which, we spoke yesterday, as did I think all of America, about the mistake that Barack Obama was making by planning over the weekend a gigantic birthday party with up to 500 guests, including Steven Spielberg and Oprah Winfrey and George Clooney. They had all responded saying they were coming. It would have been star-studded. It would have been lavish. It would have been out of doors. It also seemed like the wrong idea at a moment when the new virus, the new variant, the Delta variant, is rising and causing new concern all across the country about the state of the COVID pandemic. Well, the Obama camp has responded. And it's actually, I'm a little bit surprised, but not too surprised, because that was just so tone deaf. We will get to the very latest on the Obama 60th birthday bash. It's actually today that is his 60th birthday, but the celebration planned for the weekend. What's happening with it, we'll tell you coming up on the Medved Show.
Your voice will matter.
The Michael Medved Show.
So I just got one question for you. Are you fired up?
Your outlet.
Are you ready to go?
For outrage.
Fire up!
This is the Michael Medved Show.
Let's go change the world.
Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals. Or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Drovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com and 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. Will socialism or free markets decide the future of Washington State? Washington Policy Center stands for free markets and market-based solutions, but they cannot do it alone. Join WPC Friday, October 1st at the Bellevue Hyatt Regency for their Western Washington annual dinner event and support market-based reforms for our state. Internationally acclaimed CEO and free market champion John Mackey will deliver the keynote address. In addition to being among the world's most successful business leaders, Mackey launched Conscious Capitalism, a vigorous defense of private enterprise and its power to do good. Mackey warns we cannot surrender future generations to the trickle-up poverty of socialism. Help promote the positive power of markets. Washington Policy Center's annual dinners have become among the nation's biggest events of their kind. Get tickets and information at WPCDinner.com. That's WPCDinner.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs.
Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
The Michael Medved Show.
This is wrong. This is outrageous.
And the headline from the New York Times is that the party plans had been months in the making. We're talking about Barack Obama's 60th birthday party. And many invitees had already arrived on Martha's Vineyard when former President Barack Obama belatedly announced he was canceling his huge 60th birthday party bash that was scheduled for this Saturday. Did he do this out of public concern about the message he was sending? Of course. But did he do it also because he was getting a terrific amount of blowback for setting a terrible example? And yes, I think he realized that this made him look bad, and it's not a great gift to give yourself on your 60th birthday.
No,
not even a bit. The official statement says, due to the news spread of the Delta variant over the past week, the President and Mrs. Obama have decided to significantly scale back the event to include only family and close friends. So said Hannah Hankins, a spokeswoman for the former president, in a statement this morning. He's appreciative of others sending their birthday wishes from afar and looks forward to seeing people soon. Hundreds of former Obama administration officials, celebrities, and Democratic donors had been planning to attend the party at Mr. Obama's island mansion, with many of them renting houses on the island. By the way, it's really expensive to rent a house on Martha's Vineyard. That's where Alan Dershowitz lives. And I don't believe we asked him. He said he was not planning to go to the party, so he didn't have to cancel or change his plans, even though he lives down the block. Many guests were already in transit, and others were scheduling the required coronavirus tests, whose results they had to submit to a medical coronavirus coordinator to gain entry to the Obama compound when they were informed Tuesday night that they were no longer invited. The New York Post reported that George Clooney, Steven Spielberg, and Oprah Winfrey were all expected to attend. Well, they got to come up with something else to do on this weekend. They've been concerned about the virus from the beginning, asking invited guests if they had been vaccinated, requesting that they get a test proximate to the event, said David Axelrod, a former top Obama advisor. But when this was planned, the situation was quite different, so they responded to the changing circumstances. Okay, fair enough. Mr. Axelrod said he was no longer planning on attending. Rahm Emanuel, who served as Mr. Obama's first chief of staff, had also planned to attend the bash. But he said he got a call Tuesday night telling him that if he was not already on the island, he should not come. Mr. Emanuel said he joked to Marty Nesbitt, the former president's close friend and the chairman of the Obama Foundation, that the revoked invitation was an exercise in character building. I'm not sure I understand that. He said, quote, "I told him that we literally got voted off the island," Mr. Emanuel said. Isn't that hilarious? Other invitees had already decided it was best not to attend. Ron Klain, the White House chief of staff, for instance, had changed his mind and opted not to attend. White House colleagues clarified that Mr. Klain made the decision before last week to celebrate his own 60th birthday party at home in Washington instead. So Alan Dershowitz is actually quoted by the New York Times. He says, "Everyone is talking about it. No one is talking about it positively," Dershowitz said in an interview on Tuesday. "Some people are making excuses for it. No one is saying it's a good idea." Well, the good idea or terrible idea, however you want to say it, has been changed, and that's undoubtedly a good thing for the country. In terms of other good things for the country, we are now hearing, and it's not just from Governor Kay Ivey in Alabama, but from other governors across the country, about the need right now to actually move forward and get people vaccinated. And even for people who have doubts about the vaccines or not certain about it, anybody who can be persuaded, the best way to try to get us back to normal is to promote widespread vaccination of the unvaccinated so they get the same kind of protection the rest of us can enjoy. The governor of Utah is a very conservative guy. His name is Spencer Cox, big Republican. He spoke about the vaccinated maybe having to make some adjustments concerning their behavior if they continue to resist the vaccine. Listen, this is clip two.
The CDC is asking all of you who are vaccinated to take one for the team once again to protect people who are not vaccinated, but who have the opportunity to do so. Also, I'm guessing that the Venn diagram of people who are vaccinated or unvaccinated and willing to wear a mask is very, very slim, if at all. And so I'm grateful that there are people who are willing to sacrifice and wear masks again to protect the unvaccinated. I got to be honest with you, I don't know if I'm one of those people. I'm really tired. I'm really done with it. And I'm not real excited to have to sacrifice to protect someone who doesn't seem to care.
Okay, this is a governor of a state where the vaccination rate is frankly not that high. And the infection rate is higher than you would expect because generally Utah has very, very good public health measures and public health rates. Then there's also Asa Hutchinson, who's the Republican governor of Arkansas, another strong conservative. He says he now regrets that he signed a law that had banned local districts from requiring masking in schools. And part of it is it should be easy for a Republican governor like Asa Hutchinson to say, wait a minute, this shouldn't be decided on a statewide level. It should be decided district by district. But he signed a law, and now there are bans on local mask mandates, which the governor says he regrets. Listen, this is clip three.
I signed it for those reasons that our cases were at a low point. Everything has changed now. And yes, in hindsight, I wish that had not become law. But it is the law, and the only chance we have is either to amend it or for the courts to say that it has an unconstitutional foundation.
Okay, this is all very significant. It does go to a powerful piece, and I think it's very important to confront it, written by A.B. Stoddard over at Real Clear Politics, and it's a piece that says that right now Republican senators are increasingly standing up against the assumptions of what is often called MAGA Nation. And this is particularly true on vaccines and on the Delta variant and the current COVID crisis. But it's also true on what people on the left are calling, and I think with some justification, January 6th denialism. And the fact that there are so many prominent Republican senators who are taking this case indicates that the plan that President Trump has announced to primary tons and tons of what he calls rhinos could be a very, very serious threat to the future of the Republican Party. We will get to that. And why is this happening right now? And why is it that even a very prominent liberal commentator would say that this has been the worst week in the history of the Biden presidency? Some of the polling shows that Biden has a particular problem with independents. Independents won in the election. They often do. There are not as many liberals in the country who say that I'm a liberal as say that I'm a conservative. So when you are going to try to win as a liberal, as Joe Biden did, then you need to win those people in the middle who are moderates and independents, as Joe Biden did. If he could lose those people, or if he is losing those people right now, if the approval rating on issue after issue after issue is going down for Joe Biden, what is it that he must do about it in order to, let alone win in 2024, in order to allow Democrats to have even a chance of winning in 2022 when people perceive that things are going terribly in the United States? Is there a chance to change direction before the next election? Or is it actually better for the direction to continue in that way and to win that next election and then change direction in behalf of this greatest nation on God's green earth?
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. That's 800-633-1378.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.